Dr. Fagi Zakheim is with us live via telephone. The United Task Force for Children and Families at Risk has another amazing Rebbetzin's networking seminar happening this coming Wednesday, the 17th of May, starting at 11:30 in the morning at a Terrace Mataleya Hall, which is at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center on West End Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. The title is Thriving with Anxiety in Relationships. Both Slovi Jungreis-Wolf and Dr. David Ross Maron are going to be presenting. Information 917-748-4679, 917-748-4679, and with more details, the chair of the United Task Force, Dr. Fagi Zakheim, is with us live via telephone. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Hi, Nachum. I love waking up to your voice every morning. There's like no way whether I get 3 hours of sleep or whether I get 10 hours of sleep. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I hear your voice, and I am like alive and ready to go. You're the best voice in the world.
That's,
I love it.
That's much appreciated. I am told that this event is yet another amazing and incredible event for Rebbetzins everywhere to get together, this time in Brooklyn, New York, and really tackle a very important issue. Tell us what's happening this coming Wednesday.
Okay, let me first tell you that this is really not just another event. This one is crazy. Let me tell you what's going on. First of all, you said it's at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. Let's start with that one. It is at the old Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, but you don't know what happened at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. You know the organization Chasdei Lev that does the food before Pesach for the Rebbeim?
Sure.
Well, they got together and they created a hall right here in our borough in Manhattan Beach for Rebbe's, rabbis, to make a wedding that is a stunning wedding, incredible. And they created this stunning hall. I was at their first wedding on Wednesday night this week. Rabbi Grossman made a wedding from Woodridge. The wedding is gorgeous. Michael Schick is the exclusive caterer. The building was designed by this incredible designer, Abigail Eisenstadt. The group that put the building together, I mean, they are literally tzaddikim. It was as though I was walking into the Waldorf Astoria and better.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. The food is amazing. And the place is huge. They are getting so many requests for weddings. And the price is like for people who don't want to make weddings and spend $1 million on a wedding for money that can go to a lot of other better things.
Right.
So I just wanted to start with that. The location is a really beautiful location because of the fact that it's at this mitzvah place that does not do events. They only do weddings. They're doing this for us as a special favor because it is Rebbetzins that are coming. It's for the honor of the Rebbetzins. I wanted to preface it by saying that before we even talk about the conference.
Well, that's really cool. That's really cool, and obviously people who come will be able to see what you're referring to and check out one of the most amazing stucca/beautiful places that people can go and make a wedding.
Amazing. Okay, second part. The second part is that the topic is awesome because as Dr. Zakheim, right, from that hat, the fact that people have anxiety, people think, oh, it's the most terrible thing in the whole world, anxiety, I need medication, I need to go for help. This topic, Dr. Rose Maron is coming in from Boston, Dr. Rose Maron, who is head of the Center for Anxiety, the most amazing, brilliant Harvard graduate from JU, amazing person, is going to talk about thriving with anxiety. In other words, anxiety can be used in a very positive way. I really believe that most people who are very successful, the reason they're successful is because they thrive off of their anxiety. And I think the topic is going to be incredible. I can't wait to hear him.
Well, this is a real revolutionary statement that you just brought to us. Anxiety can be used in a very positive way. And if that is going to be one of the outcomes of this coming Wednesday, then this is certainly a very worthwhile event. Anxiety seems to be seeping into everybody's lives. If it can be used in a positive manner, especially in relationships, that would be pretty amazing. In addition, Dr. Ross Maron, you have Slovi Jungreis-Wolf, who's a noted teacher, author, relationships and parenting lecturer, who's also going to be addressing this issue.
Well, what we do is, since it's the Rebbetzins, we bring them the very height of the best mental health speaker in this particular topic, and that's Dr. Rosemary, and it's his Center for Anxiety. And he's coming in from Boston. That's a huge, big deal. He's so excited about it. And the second part is that, since it's Rebbetzins, we need to speak to them from a very spiritual perspective. They are holy Rebbetzins. You walk into that room and you literally feel like it's 40 feet off the ground. The Rebbetzins that come are amazing. Rebbetzin Reisman, of course, is there because she's the one who started this whole Rebbetzins idea for the task force. Rebbetzin Malka Feinstein comes. Rebbetzin Leah Cohn comes. We have Hasidish Rebbetzins coming. We have Rebbetzins from Queens. We have Rebbetzins from Borough Park. We have Rebbetzins from Muncie. The room is unbelievable. Rebbe Hillel David's wife, Luma David, she comes. I mean, the list is, like, so amazing that every Rebbetzin there should be the highlight of the whole thing.
And I know a lot of the Rebbetzins in New Jersey heard about it years ago from us right here on the radio show, and you've been able to expand to them as well. So you really have people coming from all over to participate, which is really beautiful.
Which is really beautiful. And the fact that Slavi Youngreis is coming, Rebbetzin Youngreis's daughter, our Rebbetzin Youngreis, is there anybody that affected our lives more, Nachum, than Rebbetzin Youngreis? And her daughter just has picked it up, and she's brilliant, smart, warm. Everybody loves her. So it's just going to be an amazing, it's a lunch. It's from 11:30 to 2:30. Michael Schick Catering. What's better than Michael Schick Catering? And there's valet parking. Everything is just, this is just going to be the most amazing, amazing day. I can't wait for it to happen already. There's an abundance of people that are registering for it. A lot. We have a lot. But we're going to be able to fit everybody in because the place is big. I'm just excited, Nachum. I'm super excited.
I want to add one thing that I saw in the announcement that you made about the event, and that is, you know, we had high hopes when Councilwoman Vernikoff was elected in Brooklyn, New York. We had high hopes in terms of her coming through for our community, and with this event, and I'm sure you could tell us about a million other cases, she has done just that. So big kudos to her, and I'm sure you want to recognize her this morning as well.
That was going to be the highlight of our talk. Ina Vernikoff is an amazing woman. She is smart. She is so pro-Jewish. She is so against anti-Semitism. She is so not afraid. You know she's a lawyer.
Yep.
You know she's an Orthodox Jew. This woman, and she's beautiful. She loves coming to these events. She is so looking forward to meeting the Rebbetzins. We're honoring her, of course, with a plaque. My whole executive committee is going to be there, including Dr. Rosenshine, including Rabbi Becker from the Aguda, including Baruch Ber Bender from Achiezer, Dr. Schindler from Rambam, and of course my partner in crime, Dr. Hindi Klein, is going to be there from Ohel. It's just an amazing, everybody is just so excited that everybody wants to come. It's for Rebbetzins only. That's a very important part. And I want to say a very major special thank you to the committee that has been working on this, making the phone calls, and their names that you'll recognize, because it's over and over again that these people just want to do so much for the class. I want to say thank you to Rahama Klapman from MASC. I want to say thank you to Leah Edelbaum from the Aguda, Shana Friedman from Shalom Task Force, and Rebbetzin Shulman, Esti Shulman, and Hannah Ginsberg from Med Council. These are all amazing people, and it's such an honor to be working together. We all feel the same way. We all feel that it's an honor for all of us to be together.
Well, it's going to be quite an event, and everybody out there, if you're a Rebbetzin, again, as Dr. Zakheim has reiterated, if you're a Rebbetzin, you are invited to participate and come be part of it. The United Task Force for Children and Families at Risk presents the Rebbetzins Networking Seminar, Thriving with Anxiety in Relationships. Slavi Youngreis-Wolf, Dr. David Rosman, they both will be presenting this coming Wednesday starting at 11:30. There'll be a gala luncheon catered by Michael Schick. It's happening at the Ateres Mataleya Hall, which is at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, brand new, as you heard Fagy describe, at 60 West End Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. There's valet parking available. You must RSVP. And while we can't go through all the agencies, because there's like 40 or 50 agencies that are part of the United Task Force, we do recognize, as Fagy did a few minutes ago, the United Task Force Executive Committee, who are led by some of the great people in our community with some wonderful organizations. So a big thank you to them and to all the agencies who are part of it. Again, you must RSVP, Rebbitzins out there, for Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. in Brooklyn, 917-748-4679. Again, 917-748-4679, or feel free to use the email address. It's United Task Force 2, as in number 2, United Task Force 2 at gmail.com. Dr. Zakheim, anything you'd like to add?
I just want to say an especially special thank you to you, Nachum, for always being there for us, and a special thank you to Dr. Joel Rosenshine, because really, this is the brainchild of Dr. Rosenshine. He is there with us for every single meeting. He leads the way. He is such an incredible person, and Hashem should just continue to bless him and bless us with his wisdom. So I just want to say all of the agencies on the task force, there's over 40. We're going to talk about every single one of them at the conference. And we're all very excited to greet the Rebbitzins, and we are very honored that these Rebbitzins are interested in talking about mental health issues. They sit around, they talk with each other, and the topic is major. The topic of anxiety is a very major, major topic, and it's going to be given a positive slope. So that's very important. So, Nachum, thank you so much.
A pleasure. And those of you out there who are who may suspect that the Rebbitzin of your shul is not listening right now, you can recommend to them that they should call and get their reservation in at 917-748-4679 for this coming Wednesday. Dr. Zakheim, good luck with the event this Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Nachum. Thank you. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you for being there for us.
A pleasure. Have a great Shabbos. Dr. Fagi Zakheim, of course, is the chair of the United Task Force, and as you see and as you hear, yet another very important event happening this time on Wednesday in Brooklyn, New York, the Rebbitzins Networking Seminar. More coming up. It's Friday, Erev Shabbos, JM in the AM.